Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. Keep your eyes fixed upon Jesus in the devil's world. This is vital truth. And I'm going to illustrate this truth to you by, first of all, reading from the Gospel of John, Chapter 15, verse 5. John 15, 5. Jesus said, quote, "I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains or abides in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." So I want to emphasize the importance of this verse. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. This is not an idea. This is not a concept. This is vital truth. This is essential truth. Jesus literally means what he says. And so I want to illustrate this verse, without me you can do nothing, by reading from John chapter 6, beginning at verse 16, which reads, "When evening came, his disciples went down to the lake, where they got into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. By now it was dark, and Jesus had not yet joined them. A strong wind was blowing, and the waters grew rough. When they had rowed 3.5 miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water. They were terrified. But he said to them, 'It is I, don't be afraid.' Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading." This same account also occurs in the Gospel of Mark. And this is the way it reads in the Gospel of Mark, verse 4. This is Mark chapter 6, beginning at verse 4. "Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to Bethsaida, while he dismissed a crowd. After leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray." Now, John's account does not have this part. "When evening came, the boat was in the middle of the lake." Remember, about 3.5 miles inside the lake. "And he was alone on land. He saw the disciples straining at the oars." Remember, it was evening. He saw the disciples straining at the oars, or toiling, literally, toiling at the oars, because the wind was against them. "About the fourth watch of the night, he went out to them, walking on the lake. He was about to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost or a spirit. And they cried out because all saw him and were terrified. Immediately he spoke to them and said, 'Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid.' Then he climbed into the boat with them, and the wind died down. And they were completely amazed, for they had not understood about the loaves. Their hearts were hardened. It is important to realize that that is what the Word of God says about the disciples. They had departed by themselves. And so they go into the boat and they find themselves in the midst of the lake, toiling and rowing, literally. They weren't getting anywhere. And the Greek tells us that the waves were violently crashing against the boat. And we also learn from the Greek that the boat was going under the waves. So this was a terrifying event. Please keep in mind that they were in the dark. And it seems as if the chaos monster of the book of Genesis was attempting to overthrow their lives. Now, they were alone in the midst of the sea. They collectively were not succeeding in getting out of danger. Remember, Mark's account reads that Jesus saw them. They were alone. Jesus saw them. They needed Jesus. And we read that they had departed from Jesus, and he went alone by himself to pray. Now, just think about what was going on with the disciples. They were not praying, and we don't read that they prayed. What we do read about is their terror in the midst of chaos, their circumstances had brought out what was in their hearts, fear. Circumstances or tests reveal what is going on in our hearts. And so we see that they lack faith. And so because they lacked faith, they did not have the power to overcome their circumstances. Tests are real. Tests are brought into our lives by God to show us what is going on in our hearts. And God does this for a very important reason. He wants us to see us indeed. We must upon him because we need him. The disciples were alone, and they needed to see through their circumstances the words of Jesus. Without me, you can do nothing. Now, notice, they were being controlled by their circumstances. They looked around with their eyes, and their eyes told them that the circumstances were dire. Jesus was not there. And they were toiling and rowing. That is, they weren't getting anywhere. But then we read that Jesus had come to them walking upon the water. And it seemed as if he would pass them by. And they were affrighted, Old English. They were terrified because they thought he was a spirit or a ghost. And the first thing that Jesus says to them gives his account of their state of being. It is I. Be not afraid. Throughout the scripture, we have this formula. Be not afraid. Permeates the scriptures so that we might know what God knows about what is going on in our hearts. And so Jesus spoke to them in their situation. God meets us where we are. And then he takes us beyond where we are so that we might understand who he is and what he is able, that is, what he is powerful to do in our lives. But we must have faith. Faith to understand that if God is for us, who can be against us? And we must understand that the scriptures do not give us ideas or ideals or concepts. Scripture provides for us essential truth. And so we must keep our eyes fixed upon Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross and despising the shame. So he is faithful to us. He loves us. And I want you to see this through his word. Yes, Jesus is our Savior. And he is also our healer. He will never abandon us. God doesn't abandon, and we must understand this as well. It is not God's attitude toward us to abandon us, but it is God's attitude to let you and I see that we are indeed dependent upon him. We are not autonomous beings. We are not throne beings. We haven't been, we have come from a black void, and we are thrown into the cosmos. That's philosophical. It is not biblical. But God is here for us. God has provided salvation for us through his Son. God has made adequate provisions for you and I in this life to live lives that are well-pleasing to him. You and I have been made partakers of the divine nature. And so when we talk about keeping our eyes fixed upon Jesus, that means keeping our eyes fixed upon the Savior and his power and his ability. It is through Jesus that you and I receive our resurrection power. Because this life of faith, this life to which we are called, is supernatural. And therefore, it is understood and lived only through divine power, not our own power, not through human mind or human resolve, but through the power of God alone, his wonderful power. And when we do this, when we keep our eyes fixed upon Jesus, then we come to know the wonderful provision that God has provided for us. And then we can learn, that is, begin to train our eyes through his word to have our eyes remain fixed upon Jesus so that we might live lives that are wonderful. Lives that are blessed, lives that are meaningful and full of the Spirit of God. Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich, and God bless you all.